Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Lamb in motion across the formation to the left. Prescott back, flushed out. Rolls right, throws on the run to Gallup at the five, diving to the goal line, touchdown to Michael Gallup.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for Cowboys thank you notes. Here's a great example from the 682. Thank you, Deron Bland, for proving my theory that you're an effing beast.
Yes.
Now, normally we don't do this, but I hope you'll engage me, and I'm not joking about this. I did want to thank one Colts person. I thought this was super cool. Is thank you to Colts center Ryan Kelly. If you were watching the TV broadcast, he was representing Count the Kicks, which is an app that we used with Baby Noah. And it was a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit dedicated to the prevention of stillborn babies. Their baby died at 19 weeks. And I just thought it was, I thought it was really cool. And there are so many great causes out there. That was one that specifically really spoke to us during that game. But all the rest of it will be Cowboys-centric.
Did you tip your cap then to Ryan Kelly last night?
I do tip my cap, sir. Congratulations to you and your wife for supporting an outstanding cause. Wish nothing but the best for y'all going forward. Is tip of my cap to Malik Hooker for dominating his old team. First defensive touchdown of his career, and he was the first Cowboy with an interception and then a fumble recovery touchdown in the same game since Dennis Thurman in 1983.
He was a running back for Buffalo, I believe, Kevin.
That is Thurman Thomas, I think, is who you're getting at there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so almost 40 years since a Cowboys player has had a fumble recovery touchdown and then also an interception in the same game. Outstanding for Malik Hooker.
Was that the turning point in this game? It was for me.
Okay.
That was a game-changing interception, in my opinion, because that gave you the opportunity to give the Gallup touchdown that we just played right there before the end of the half. And that puts you up, like, that made a big difference in where you were in the score going into halftime. And it was like, all right, let's, like, we know what we can do. Now let's go do it again. So that was the big game changing moment right before halftime for me in the game. I love that he scooped one and scored. That was fun and everything too. Did you hear him after the game talking to, I think it was Melissa Stark, and I think Dak was like, he deserves both of these balls.
I did think that was great.
And he was like, it was something along the lines of, you know, did you want to, you know, have revenge against your old team? And he was like, you know, I just wanted to show that I was still the player that I think I am. And that was something nice to see, especially Kevin, because last year he was still working his way back. And now this year, I think we've gotten to see a really good version of Malik Hooker.
You know what's interesting about that is, I interpreted that last part a little bit differently, is the player everyone always thought I could be.
Yeah.
Because he is underperformed in the NFL for sure. And so that felt very much more than like a one-year statement. It felt like a five-year statement,
yeah.
Right? Like, I know everybody wrote me off. Well, guess what? The Cowboys brought me in, and I want to show you what I can do. So, man, yeah, I do remember that statement. I also agreed with Dak when he was like, give that guy both of the footballs. As I was like,
he didn't say footballs.
Both of the balls.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely did say that. I was just trying to point that out.
Where's that audio?
From the 972, thank you to Will McClay. Our rookie class is looking extremely solid, and we have a very young, strong foundation going forward.
I'm telling you, if we can turn the second-year cornerbacks from last year into usable pieces, this thing will feel just like a juggernaut defensively.
Yes. Oh, man. Come on, computer. I won't hold those against Will McClay. I will balance, you know, good and bad because, dude, just think about how many players you have right now that are rookies that are playing and contributing. Clark is contributing plenty of time right now. To the point last night where they brought him up and they were like, hey, like, don't forget about what this guy is. Sam Williams contributing a starting left tackle.
Man.
/ guard. / whatever you want in the future, basically, of your offensive line right there. And, like, it just continues. You're looking at it going, man, how do y'all keep doing this? I don't know what the hit rate is. I really don't. I don't know what you can factor as a hit rate in the NFL. But for the most part, Will McClay nails number one picks or first round picks. And then he has some really good hits of starters or significant playing time in the later rounds.
And that's one of the reasons you can, like, regardless of if you think they should sign Odell Beckham or not, like, that's one of the reasons you would be in position to do that, right? Because you're thinking, hey, we just found Damone Clark. Or, hey, Deron Bland looks like he's going to be, like, these are guys on the cheap that you can substitute in the lineup, and that allows you to spend perhaps more extravagantly other places. From the 817, this is a good one. Thank you to CeeDee Lamb. Think we're underselling how much of a heads-up play it was when he rolled up off the defender and kept running for the touchdown. Bro. Is my wife was perplexed by that play because we talked about it, and she goes, "What? How come he gets to keep running?" And I was like, he did not touch the ground. And we're watching the replay, and she's like, oh, wow. So he just rolled right off of that guy and didn't touch at all, which is the second time you've had like a beneficial kind of no touch, right? First, it was Justin Fields hurdling somebody. And then it was this one where you almost like, you know, whoop, mm-hmm. And then he just rolled right off and kept going. I thought that was phenomenal.
I guess then my thank you note, I was going to say CeeDee Lamb, but I'm going to say thank you to
also thank him
to Kellen Moore. Who everybody thinks, you know, said is garbage. We all agreed he's garbage.
That's weird. That is a weird thing.
But, like, he was on fire last night, man. There were some play calls, and obviously it worked out in the favor, but he made CeeDee Lamb kind of look like Davante Adams at times last night with the ability to move back and forth either side, and then you knew what you had in Michael Gallup on the other side. This, Kevin, I know Mike uses this a lot. I use it a lot. Kellen Moore last night was a pitcher that was kind of, I got my change up. I got every pitch right now, and I'm gonna work them all in. And he did. I mean, the running game was on fire, so they just kept going with it. Kellen Moore did a really good job at play calling last night and highlighted. You could go two different directions with this. Either Jerry Jones and Stephen are looking at their wide receiver position, which they've been trying to figure out all season if they need to add something to it. Or if what they have is good enough, or if the guy who was running the offense was good enough to make sure that those guys were good enough. They have been working on that. And last night was a culmination of, oh yeah, man, we have some really good stuff. If we add one more.
And
if we add one more. And the current update is that he is at the star, Kevin. And we'll find out more about when his airplane leaves tomorrow.
And, yeah, somebody texted in thank you to Odell Beckham's pilot. I'm not him, but I just wanted to annoy Kevin. So, yes, thank you very much for that. And just take this for what you will. CeeDee Lamb's projections for the season right now, 98 catches, 1,315 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Like, that's a heck of a season right there. Okay. I know it's not going to match some people's expectations, but 98 catches, 1,300 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Pretty good.
Legitimate number one?
Have you
thought any differently this year?
I do think.
Is your mind changing?
No, I do think he's a legitimate number one. There's just people lump all of that together. There can be a category of, hey, are you Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson or Davante Adams? And I'm like, if those are the only number ones, then I guess not. But I think he's shown himself to be a heck of a wide receiver.
Did it concern you at all that, like, it seemed like all of his catches came off of that motion and movement before you got him out in space?
Not really, because that is something that I I feel like we had asked for in terms of taking advantage of what he does better. Now, I understand your question. I really do. But I feel like we had just complained a lot about not, like, taking advantage of what he does best. And so they were like, hey, let's take advantage of what he does best. And it was wildly effective. So that really doesn't bother me because I guess I'm hopeful that once that gets figured out, they'll, like, well, we'll find a new way to utilize him then.
The... I'm going to write a thank you note to, and I think it's maybe to Charlotte.
Okay.
For putting the salvation kettles out there on the football field, because that's entertainment, man.
Right.
Hey, NFL, get with the program, bro. What do y'all do? Actually, because you find Dalton Schultz and the tight ends like that, that's why Dak and Zeke went and did what they did. They know this is something that we can do on national TV. It's awesome. It's fun. Bring some more attention to this sucker.
Sure.
And they know that that fine's getting paid pretty quickly by somebody for them. And I thought, I loved it. I loved the entertainment of Zeke popping up out of it and Dak giving it the crank. That was fun.
What?
It was, it's a crank, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it's called? Is it, what's a, he was spinning the crank.
Okay. Thank you to Michael Gallup for having more touchdowns Sunday night than he had the rest of the season combined.
Is that a shot? That feels like a shot.
No.
It feels like a shot.
No. I mean, he's making his way out, and then Dak was gone. Like, remember, Jerry said, hey, let's give it just a damn minute.
Okay. All right.
And
I'm watching you, Kevin.
It's okay. No, I thought that was the best. I thought that was my favorite throw of the game. I was going to say the best play of the game, but, like, everything Deron
that
Bland.
That kind of back shoulder.
Yeah. Well.
Or fade, almost.
And that one is because he led Michael Gallup. It was the one where he led Michael Gallup to the end zone. Because
that was perfect.
And because what do people complain about with
that? Can't do that.
Yeah, and they'll be like, well, he completed the pass, but he didn't lead him to where he wanted to be. The reason that touchdown was scored, obviously Michael Gallup did a heck of a job, but it was also set up because Dak led that throw exactly where you needed it to be. I thought that throw and that catch and that move into the end zone was a thing of beauty.
I want to see more of that.
Like, sure.
The Dak throw. Like, obviously, that has to be the thing. But, Reggie, Michael Gallup with a head of steam? What? That dude, like, he's big and strong already, and he's got great speed behind it. I want to see more because he picks up bigger yards doing something like that. And as he gets more, again, continues to get more comfortable, he'll be able to make bigger plays out of that. You know, we're talking about Zeke and watching Zeke run right now, and he looks like a different runner. And I don't know if it's just confidence or what, like his vision's gotten a little bit better, but he looks like a bit of a different runner at times.
Man, I'm really glad that this person texted in because somebody tweeted me last night. I was like, man, I don't feel that way at all. From the 214, thank you to Dakota for being super duper solid. If Mahomes made that throw on the run to Gallup, people would still be ranting and raving about it. Because I tweeted about that throw and somebody goes, oh, DFW is the only market where they try to hype up mediocre throws into something. And I was like, man, I don't know like who you talk to and stuff like that, or if you just really hate Dak. I don't feel like that is the case at all.
Also, this is besides the point, but I disagree with the idea that if that was Mahomes, we'd be ranting and raving about it because he would just give us another one. Like
yeah.
5 minutes later.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know, you compare anything to Patrick Mahomes, and my default is like, sure,
right.
He's not Patrick Mahomes. And, like, I just kind of move about my day. I think it's fine to say, man, that was a heck of an escape, heck of a throw, heck of a move by Gallup for a great touchdown that, at least at that stage in the game, it looked like you were definitely going to need. Clearly, the fourth quarter threw all of that out the window, but still. And then I feel like we have to say thank you to Deron Bland because at first...
It's about time we mentioned his name.
Well, at first...
Hey, you need to start that man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, wait.
We have been starting him.
Start him more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they just... Okay, when people say start him more, they mean
start
in the place
of
Anthony
ball.
Brown, right? Like, they don't mean what he's been running so hard, like, out of the slot and everything. They're like, no. I needed you to go right here, and that's what I was thinking of. But my initial note for Deron Bland was stopping that two-point conversion. Because remember, it was when it was 21-19, and you're like, yes! And then the Cowboys were like, don't worry about it, because we will score the third most points in a fourth quarter in the history of football, so it's going to be all right. But... he was a huge part of that as well, because then he got two interceptions.
Third. Explain. I have it as second. Tied for second.
what I saw was there's two teams that were tied for first, and for some reason people like to misinterpret that as second. And
okay,
realistically,
I know the Lions scored third. 34 in 2007. I don't have another team aside from that, but I was about to throw that stat your way, Kevin, because that's pretty awesome too, but you missed it by 1 point. Guess what would have been the difference there? Would that have been the Maher extra point?
The blocked
where
you've been
tied for
point?
It then, and then things are all different? So I don't know, man. It's either way, an exceptional evening.
It is third. The Chicago Cardinals, back on December 10th. Feel free to rule this out if you want.
In 1925.
1925 also scored 34 points.
You remember that season, right, Kevin?
I don't.
I have them as scoring 33 against the Milwaukee Badgers in 1925.
What? Oh. No, we can't just like gloss past that.
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to investigate this.
Milwaukee Badgers?
Yeah, but this is also from sportskeeda.com, so I don't know exactly how that stands on things. But I know Detroit in 2007
scored
34.
Hold on!
Oh, man, I can't wait.
This is going to become a segment because... If you want to take another one, there is one account that says they only scored 32 in the fourth quarter.
Shenanigans.
Because of a scandal by which Chicago player Art Fultz hired a group of high school players to play for the Milwaukee Badgers. So,
awesome.
Here's what we've learned.
History lessons coming this week.
One site says 32, one says 33, one says 34, and one spot says they hired high school kids to play for Milwaukee, and that's why they beat them 58-0. And also, just to show you how weird football used to be, my notes right here say at that point, the Chicago Cardinals were 11-2-1 and the Milwaukee Badgers were 0-6.
Like, sure. What?
Why why were they 0-6?
Because those kids had school the other days.
The adults couldn't.
Yeah, they had high school the other days and they're like, we can't. Okay. I know we got other stuff to get to, but I don't know. Look,
hey, Kevin, we have a full week of radio.
That is true.
So let's go ahead and, you know what, let's finish today. And let's go ahead. We have a history lesson segment coming with the Milwaukee Badgers.
I just want to bring that up to Mike, and he's just like, what?
Yeah, no, I can see his
no
face
clue
right now.
What we're talking about. All right, we will investigate that further.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.